Chapter 9, Not So Jolly. When we're on the deck of the ship, the pirates let go of our arms and surround us in a circle. Yikes. The air smells of salty seawater, and I can hear seagulls. I look around. There's a big steering wheel to our left, and I notice a short set of stairs leading down. Maybe there is a dungeon. And maybe that's where they're holding Mary Rose. If only I could sneak down there while keeping everyone up here safe. Hook steps forward and points his hook at us.
You have a choice, prisoners, he announces. Choice number one, walk the plank.
That doesn't sound like a great choice.
Mr. Hook? Ben asks.
Hook glares at him.
How dare you interrupt me?
He bellows.
And it's Captain Hook to you.
Sorry, Ben says, scratching his head. Excuse me, Captain Hook?
What?
Hook demands with a roll of his eyes.
What is a plank? Ben asks. I've heard about them, of course. But what are they? And why don't people want to walk them? Are they very sticky?
Hook starts laughing. Hard. He slaps his knee. He slaps his palm against Smee's belly. Smee starts laughing too.
This boy doesn't know what a plank is,
Hook calls out. The other pirates all find that hilarious. Hook whirls around and points his hook toward the edge of the boat.
There, he announces.
We all look. Sticking out from the boat is a very long, narrow piece of wood. It hovers right over the water.
That, kid, Hook says, is the plank.
Captain Hook, Ben asks, what happens when we walk to the end of the plank?
An evil smile curves Hook's mouth.
You keep going, that's what,
he shouts.
You walk the plank right into the sea, and then bye-bye.
All the pirates repeat,
bye-bye.
Ben eyes the plank, then tilts his head.
Is the water deep out there?
Very.
Hook says, twirling his mustache.
But I don't have my life jacket.
Ben says, I'm a decent swimmer, but my mom prefers me to swim with a life jacket in open water. Do you happen to have any? Or maybe some floaties? For someone so obsessed with pirates, Ben does not seem to understand how pirates work.
No, we do not have floaties,
Hook snaps, looking exasperated. If I can ask a question, I jump in.
Fine,
Hook says to me with a sneer.
What?
You said we have a choice, I remind him. Walk the plank or... What's option number two?
Or be pirates,
Hook answers.
I think you should make them walk the plank,
Smee says.
These kids should not get a choice.
No, we definitely want to be pirates, I say quickly. Jonah looks at me and nods. He gets it. We'll pretend to be pirates to find Mary Rose. Bonus, that way we don't have to walk the plank.
What do pirates do exactly?
Isaac asks.
Whatever we want, Hook tells him. We make our own rules.
Do we get to live on the ship? Ben asks.
Yup,
Hook says.
And can we steer? Ben asks. I have always wanted to drive a boat.
After Smee here gives you lessons, sure,
Hook responds.
The pirate's life is the best life. We take what we want. We do what we want. We live how we want.
Cool, says Isaac. Told you pirates are the best, Ben says.
But you can't be a pirate,
Hook says to me. Why not? I ask.
You're a girl.
So what? I cry. Girls can be pirates. Are you kidding? They should be allowed to be pirates if they want to be. Hook grunts.
Fine. You can be a girl pirate.
I frown. Can't I just be a pirate who happens to be a girl?
If you don't want to be a girl pirate, you can walk the plank.
Hook snaps. I sigh. Fine. I'll be a girl pirate. Whatever.
He huffs. You don't sound that passionate. We like our pirates to have gusto.
Yay, girl pirate. I try again, faking enthusiasm.
Better,
he says, but eyes me skeptically.
This one's trouble.
Smee says, pointing at me. I glare at him. Smee's the one who's trouble, and Neverland is stuck in the 1900s. Hook smooths his mustache.
It'll take a lot to get you scalawags into pirate shape.
What do you mean? Ben asks.
Well, first of all, pirates don't go around in pajamas with little dragons on them,
Hook says, nodding toward Isaac.
You'll need pirate clothes.
Awesome! Jonah, Ben, and Isaac say at the same time. Including the hat? Jonah asks. I definitely want the hat.
Aye, aye,
Hook says with a nod.
Every pirate must have a pirate hat. I've got bandanas, too, in every color.
I call green, Ben exclaims.
Noted,
Hook says. Do pirates go to school? Ben asks.
Of course not,
Captain Hook says. The boys cheer. Do we go to work? Isaac asks.
Yes, and we have one main job,
Captain Hook replies.
To capture Peter Pan.
The three boys tilt their heads. They look at each other uneasily, then back at Hook. But he's our friend, Ben says, pushing back his bangs. Is he? Peter totally deserted us when we needed him.
He's no friend,
Hook declares.
Look what he did to me.
He holds up his right hand. The hook glints in the bright sunshine.
Fed my hand to a crocodile.
Hook shakes his head.
I need to capture him and make him pay. You four will help me find Peter Pan and lock him in the brig.
What's a brig? Ben asks.
It's the ship word for dungeon,
Hook says.
Don't you kids know anything?
Wait. Did Hook just say dungeon? Jonah looks at me with big eyes. I nod slowly. Wow, a brig? I say. Right here on the ship? Can we see it?
Well, now that you mention it,
Hook says, his chest puffing out with pride.
Let me give you a tour of the whole ship. I built it myself. No,
Smee cries.
They don't deserve a tour. Plank, plank, plank.
Hook glares at Smee.
You're the first mate. I'm the captain. I make the decisions around here.
He pushes Smee out of the way with his hook. Smee scrunches up his face. He does not look happy. Hook leads us around the top deck, pointing out the polished floorboard and the sails. I don't see Mary Rose anywhere. She has to be in the brig. Hook heads to the stairs leading to the lower deck. Yes! We go down the steps, and Hook leads us into a tiny room with a bunch of bunk beds.
This is where my crew sleeps. I only buy them lumpy mattresses and itchy wool blankets,
he says,
because that's part of the pirate life.
But if you can do whatever you want, why would you want that?
Ben asks. My sheets are very soft at home.
My suite is over here,
Hook says, ignoring him and leading the way to another door. Inside is a huge bed with a down comforter and fluffy pillows. Beside the bed is a pair of yellow, fuzzy slippers. Hook opens the narrow closet. I can see a bunch of white, puffy shirts and black vests and a row of black pirate hats on the shelf. No sign of Mary Rose.
Only the best for me,
Hook says with a proud smile.
The furnishings are all made from the finest cherry wood and bamboo.
The brig? I remind him. Hook nods and leads us down a long hall to a locked door. He opens it with a key and gestures inside to a tiny jail cell.
And finally, this is our brig, Hook says. All our prisoners are locked up here until it's time.
Time for their trial? I ask. My parents are lawyers, so I know a lot about trials.
Trial? No. Time for them to walk the plank,
he says with a snort.
We turn it into a whole ceremony, though. It's ridiculously fun. For me, anyway. Less so for the plank walker.
Yikes. I peer into the jail cell, expecting to see Mary Rose, but the cell is empty. No birdcage. No Mary Rose. Captain Hook, I say.
Yes?
Don't you have any prisoners?
Nope,
he grumbles with a frown.
Not for a few days now.
Jonah and I catch each other's eyes. Not even a fairy prisoner? Jonah asks. Hook's eyes widen.
A fairy prisoner? I wish. I've been trying to get my hands on one of those for years. Especially Peter's fairy, Tinkerbell. But no, no fairies here.
Then where is Mary Rose? Hook closes the door to the brig.
Want to know who I'm this close to seeing in this very brig?
Who? Ben asks.
That wretched Peter Pan!
Hook shouts as he leads us back up to the top deck.
He's worth 1,000 prisoners to me.
I guess I understand why Peter flew away when he saw Hook.
You're obsessed with Peter Pan, Jonah says.
Excuse me?
Captain Hook asks. Jonah shrugs.
You just seem to have a one-track mind. Maybe it's time to focus on other interests?
Are you telling me what to do?
Captain Hook bellows.
You're not even a real pirate yet.
No, Jonah says quickly. I'm just saying, I don't think Peter is a bad person.
I told you these kids are no good,
Smee says, appearing next to Hook.
They are not cut out to be pirates. Make them walk the plank.
I stare at Smee again, and that's when I realize why he looks familiar. I've seen him before, in a different form. A chill goes through me.
Gluck.
His mean smile is Gluck's mean smile. His icy eyes are Gluck's icy eyes. Smee is Gluck, the evil fairy who trapped Mary Rose in my mirror. Gluck is a master of disguise. Gluck is in Neverland, which means we're never getting out of here.
You fairy-napped Mary Rose,
I yell at him, realizing the truth. You were the girl with the long braid. Gluck Smee smiles his nasty smile.
Me? Girl with the long braid? What are you talking about? How could I have been a girl with a long braid? I'm Smee.
You're not Smee, I say.
And kidnap a fairy?
Glucksmi goes on, pretending to be shocked. I wouldn't do something like that. I'm just a first mate. His ice-blue eyes twinkle. Then he turns to Hook. And as first mate, I would advise you, Captain, that these kids should walk the plank. Uh-oh. You're right, Smee, Hook says. When you're right, you're right. These kids are too annoying to be pirates. You four are all walking the plank. Grab 'em, he tells his crew. The pirates do exactly that. No! Hook claps. Good work, Smee. Thanks, boss, Glucksmi says, adjusting his pirate hat. As the pirate crew march the four of us to the plank, Hook twirls his mustache. I look at the plank and swallow hard. The water is deep and far from the shore and probably filled with crocodiles. Then I hear it. Tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock. Hook's crocodile. Crick, croc. And then I see him, a huge green crocodile swimming near the surface of the water. Sure, it wants Hook most of all, but it looks hungry, and kids make tasty appetizers. Ah!
You first,
Hook says, shoving his hook toward me.
Onto the plank, and the boy in the ball pajamas is next.
I step forward onto the long wooden plank above the sea. It seems to be twice my height and narrow. I look down. I shouldn't have. There are more crocodiles in the water now, big ones with sharp teeth. And they fly. Not in the sky, just a little bit above the water, like scary seaplanes. Jonah's flying crocodiles. What do I do? I look back at Isaac's and Ben's terrified faces. I have to fix this. I can't let them down. I'm the oldest. I'm the parent figure. Just not a good one. I look at Jonah. I'm sorry, I say. He winks at me. I got this, he mouths back. And then suddenly, he reaches into his pajama pockets and tosses two burritos far out into the water. Lunchtime, crocodiles! He calls out as the burritos hit the sea. Oh, smart! The flying crocs fly their way over to the burritos, and Crick Croc swims over to join them. Can you swim? I ask Isaac. I know Jonah and Ben can.
Yep,
Isaac says. My parents don't even make me wear floaties. Then jump, boys! Jump! The three boys and I jump off the plank and into the sea. Splash! We hit the water and it's freezing, but I kick hard and fast to stay above the surface. And thankfully, the crocs are still far away from us, feasting on the burritos. Everyone in? I ask.
Yes,
the boys say.
Go, go, go!
I cry out. We all start swimming. I turn back to see if any of the pirates or crocs are following us.
Get in there! Hook yells at his crew. After them! I can't go in! Crick Croc will come after me!
The other pirates all jump into the sea. All of them except Glucksmi.
I'm not getting in there with those crocodiles!
Glucksmi says disdainfully. Are you kidding? I don't blame him. But luckily, we have a head start. Also, we are swimming in pajamas, and the pirates are wearing full pirate gear, and all their hats and swords and vests slow them down. And now the crocodiles have finished their burrito snacks and turn back to the pirates.
Get back on the boat!
Captain Hook yells. The pirates obey. They clamber back onto the ship as the crocs circle in the water. Does that mean we're safe? Almost. Hurry! I tell the boys as we all swim to shore.